Can I invite us just to hear three words that are related to this area? So I'd like to hear first from Philippa, then from John Banks, and then finally from Neil, if that's okay.
From Luke 5, from 17 to 20. One day Jesus was teaching, and Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting there. They had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was with Jesus to heal the sick. Some men came carrying a paralyzed man on a mat and tried to take him to the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up to the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." And I felt that is an invitation to not let the crowded house, the busyness, stop us from coming to Jesus, to trust that our brothers and sisters are the ones who see us, bring us on a mat before the Lord, and to encourage us to do that, to pray for one another, to pray for the brothers and sisters that we can go through the roof, you know, through the tiles, whatever it is, to come before, whatever it is, to come before Jesus and to know that he will be there with a word for us. And so an encouragement this week to do that.
Hi. I was praying earlier, and it's the wedding at Canaan in John chapter 2. And it's when the wine had gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied, "My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." And a bit further down, they fill up the wine. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. And he said, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." So they did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had turned into wine. I just felt the Lord was saying that do whatever he tells you. Do whatever Jesus tells you to do. It might be unusual. It might be different. But he wants you to trust him. Don't hold back. When we were praying a bit earlier, when we were singing a bit earlier about we need to keep short accounts with God. We don't need to hide in the bushes like Adam and Eve. We need to come out and confess our sins and trust him and do what he says. And I just felt that's what the Lord was saying.
I believe the Lord would have us listen and respond to his word with faith. From Ephesians chapter 1, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purposes of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace with which he has blessed us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose which he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth." I believe God would want us to hear his personal word for us in these verses. "My sons and daughters, did I choose you before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless? Did I predestine you to adopt you as my sons and daughters? Have I redeemed you through the blood of my Son Jesus Christ to forgive all of your trespasses according to the riches of my grace? Have I made known to you the mystery of my will according to my purpose, which I set forth for you in my Son Jesus Christ? And have I revealed to you, my Antioch, my sons and daughters, a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth? Do you trust my word? Do you trust the words that I speak to you? Have they lost their color? Have they lost their purpose? Are there more important words to listen to than these words of mine? Are there voices that distract and depress and dismay? Are those my voices? And have I spoken to you, you, each one of you, with my word? Have I spoken to you and called you by my name? Have I spoken to you and called you to where you are today, right now? Has that word changed? Does my word have no trustworthiness? Is it for yesterday and not tomorrow? So, my sons and daughters of Antioch, please return to my word. Put your trust in me and my word, and I will fulfill my purposes amongst you, says the Lord.